This reading is from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. Very early on the first day of the week, the woman came to the tomb where Jesus' body was laid. They brought the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. They went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, two men in shining clothes suddenly stood before them. The women were afraid. They bowed their heads to the ground. The men said to the women, "Why are you looking for a living person here? This is a place for the dead. Jesus is not here. He has risen from death. Do you remember what he said in Galilee? The Son of Man must be given to evil men, be killed on a cross, and rise from death on the third day." Then the woman remembered what Jesus had said.
The woman left the tomb and told all these things to the apostles and the other followers. These women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and some other woman. The woman told the apostles everything that had happened at the tomb, but they did not believe the woman. It sounded like nonsense. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He looked in, but he only saw the cloth that Jesus' body had been wrapped in. Peter went away to be alone, wondering about what had happened.
I thought we'd just go over that amazing story. We've been thinking about amazing facts, and this is one of the most amazing facts. But it is the most amazing fact we'll ever read about. Let me just recap what happened here. So, Sasha, if we get up the first picture. Do you remember, after the crucifixion, the women had seen where Jesus was buried, and they were going down to take some spices down to prepare the body. And they came to the place where Jesus was buried, but they found an empty tomb. Jesus wasn't there. There was no body. And they were left wondering. They were puzzled. And they were trying to make sense of it all. Perhaps they were trying to remember what Jesus might have already told them when he was still alive. And what happened then? What happened next? Well, we read that two angels appeared to them. And they say that the women are looking in the wrong place. Someone who's alive doesn't belong in a tomb after all. And do you know what? They should have known that Jesus would not be there. He told them so. Now he said that he would die on a cross and then be raised again to life on the third day. He would come back to life. He told them that many times. Now, when the women tell the apostles and they tell Peter, of course, Peter wants to check it out for himself. He's that kind of a guy, isn't he? He doesn't waste any time. He wants to go and check it out for himself. And he thinks at first that it's all nonsense. It sounds crazy. It sounds bonkers. But when he gets to the tomb, he sees that it's empty. And then he also wondered what had happened. He's puzzling to himself, wonder what's happened here. See, Jesus had also told Peter at least three times that he would die and then rise again. At least three times. I think it's even more in Luke's gospel we're told about. Now, I wonder what you all think about this. I wonder if you think it's true. Now, the great thing is, it's written down for us all to check out in the Bible. Now, we heard some amazing facts about people earlier, and many of these people are here today, so you can go and ask them about it. You can go and check out, did that really happen? Is it true? But we have the Bible, we have God's word, and we have Jesus coming back from the dead to prove to us that he did rise again, that he is alive today and he's reigning. The evidence is there. We just need to check it out for ourselves, however old or young we are. We've got to make up our own minds. And in the Bible, we read that Jesus was crucified, he died, and he was buried. And we also read that there was no body. There was no body of Jesus in the empty tomb. It was empty. So what happened? And then we also read in the Bible that on many occasions, Jesus appeared to many witnesses. On one occasion, he even appeared to 500 people at the same time. You can check it out in here. Now, if this isn't true, it doesn't really matter if it were not true. But if it is true, it changes everything, do you see? If Jesus really has defeated death and he's come back, it means that there is life after death. Just as Michael was telling us why Easter is special to him. What's the point of life? If Jesus comes back from the dead, it means that we can have life too. And that's the greatest news that we'll ever hear. So can I invite you with the women and Peter to wonder at this story, at this evidence, and to believe that Jesus really did rise from the dead. It will change your life forever. And maybe if you already know that, I hope you're rejoicing today that this happened and that because of that we can have the certainty of eternal life and real peace with God because of Jesus' resurrection.